Nashville may not be a green and gold town, but I think there will be some green and gold in the stands at Nissan Stadium on Sunday. It's time for Final Thoughts. All right, Wes, what's at stake?
On the road again, Mike. The Green Bay Packers, after this lengthy homestand, for the most part over the last month and a half, finally have to get started on a three-game road trip. And this will actually be the only one that they'll have at a noon start time. The other two in Washington and Philadelphia will be actually primetime games. So a very normal schedule for them, not too far away. Want to try to start that off on a high note.
Yeah, for sure. And I say what's at stake is just the Packers' record being at 500. You don't want to fall below 500 to start the second half of the year. The Packers haven't been below 500 this late in a season since 2008. Aaron Rodgers' first year as a starting quarterback when they finished 6-10. You got to get back above the 500 mark to make that run, as you said. Wes, how about a player to watch?
Mike, I'm looking at Randall Cobb this week. Mike McCarthy said that Cobb will actually be in for his full allotment of reps again after being used on sort of a limited basis in the second half only against Indianapolis. This offense really revolves around him and Ty Montgomery getting their touches, being able to produce in some of those situations that we saw against Chicago. Now that you have both of those two guys back on the field, likely, I think this could go a long way in this offense, not only gaining its momentum, but also being able to really pull out some of those big plays.
Yeah, for sure. And my player to watch is on defense, and it's inside linebacker Jake Ryan. He's been up there in double-digit tackles the last couple of games. He's really coming on, I think, in his second season. Stopping the run is going to be a huge part of this game with Tennessee and DeMarco Murray. Jake Ryan also could be one of many different players used in pass coverage against tight end Delanie Walker, who is a big weapon in the passing game for Marcus Mariota. So I'm keeping my eye on number 47. It's the little things, Wes. Give me one for Sunday.
Turnovers, Mike. You look at the Tennessee Titans, their one downfall of that offense, as explosive as it can be, has been turnovers, specifically looking at Marcus Mariota. 7 fumbles on the year, 4 lost, along with 8 interceptions. And you brought to my attention as well, the Titans have actually given up 3 touchdowns returned off of turnovers this season. So that's one key area, I think, for the Packers. They saw some of it in the first quarter against the Colts, trying to keep that going now against Tennessee.
Yeah, for sure. And my little thing, aside from the fact I think there will be some green and gold fans in the stands in Nashville, is special teams. The Packers special teams had been on the rise until last week. Really, the special teams cost the Packers 13 points. 2 long returns by the Colts were worth 10 points, and then a missed field goal cost you another 3. When you're down 31-13 in the fourth quarter, and 13 of those 18 points of that deficit can be attributed to special teams, that's a tough hill to climb, and the Packers can't be in that situation. Wes, the Packers win if they can contain DeMarco Murray. He's the number 2 running back in the league as far as rushing yards behind Ezekiel Elliott. This rushing offense for the Titans is number 3 overall in the league. He's had 4 100-yard games this year. I'm not sure what the over-under number is for the Packers in terms of what they need to hold Murray to, but he's the guy that makes this offense go. He sets up the play action and everything else. The Packers actually lost their number 1 overall run defense ranking on Thursday night when the Ravens overtook them after the win over the Browns. But it's not about where they're ranked. It's about what they do against DeMarco Murray, because that is the key to this game, in my opinion.
Yeah, Mike, and I think the Packers win if they keep Marcus Mariota inside the pocket in this game. Don't let him beat you with his feet. Make you beat him with his arm. And I think this is going to be a big, interesting matchup, too. Now that you don't have Clay Matthews available, I mean, how exactly do you attack him? But I think you see kind of the prototype for him so far is much like Aaron Rodgers, likes to get outside the pocket, likes to extend plays, use that great 40 time to really make some big things happen. The Packers keep him in the pocket. Young quarterback, apply some pressure. That's the way you get to being able to win this game.
All right, sounds good. And we'll sign off on final thoughts for now, but be sure to stay tuned to Packers.com and all the social media channels for your in-game updates, your post-game coverage. Thanks for watching, everybody. We'll see you next time.